Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I've got a problem with shoes. Not like wearing them or anything like that. Like, I don't have a, I'm not like angry at them. I have a problem just like finding them. I have a problem locating shoes. My feet are fucking huge. I am a pretty average height individual, I think. I'm probably about 5'9", but my feet are fucking size 14, which is fucking gigantic. I wear fucking clown shoes. And I don't know if anybody out there has fucking enormous feet like I do, but it's a pain in the ass to buy fucking shoes. My feet have been big for fucking years. Like, no shit, right? It's not like your feet grow into your fucking 20s, but my point is, when I was a fucking kid, I had size 14 shoes. My feet were size 14 when I was 14. I'm like the dog with big fucking paws, you know, the puppy with oversized paws. Like, this motherfucker's gonna be like fucking 6'2". You're gonna be a fucking 6-footer. Well, guess what? I never fucking grew. My feet stayed enormous, and I fucking stayed fucking average 5'9". I have trouble buying fucking shoes, and when you run, like now that I'm doing these fucking 5 and 10Ks all the time, your fucking shoes wear out. You go through a lot of fucking shoes when you're doing a lot of running. So I gotta buy a lot of fucking sneakers. I gotta buy a lot of fucking running shoes. And you might be wondering, like, well, why? Like, who gives a shit if the shoes wore out? I'm gonna tell you what fucking happens if you don't replace your running shoes. You're gonna slip and fall in the middle of the fucking street and you're gonna look like a fucking asshole. I have done it. You lose all the fucking tread on your shoes and you think, like, who gives a shit about the fucking tread? You're running on the street, it doesn't matter. The tread doesn't matter. Like, you look at them dumb fucking designs at the bottom of your fucking shoes and you think that's all horseshit. I'm here to tell you, it's not horseshit. I've almost gone face down multiple times, and one time I did fucking fall. I'm running in the middle of the fucking street, I'm in, like, South Buffalo, and you don't know when it's coming. That's the real cute part about running with fucking worn out fucking soles in your bottom of your shoes. You don't know when the fuck you're going down, but I can guarantee you, you're going to go down. There's no misstep. There's just one time you're going to take a step, your soul's going to go, fuck it, and then you're going to just take a tumble. So I'm going, like, you know, decent speed, and then all of a sudden, like, my foot goes, and I'm like, son of a bitch, and then, like, on the way down, because of my superior agility, I decided to, like, turn into, like, some kind of a fucking, like, ninja barrel roll. I landed right on my fucking elbow, and I, like, turned and rolled, and I got up really quick, and I kept on running. I thought, well, you know, sure, it's a busy street and cars are passing by and these onlookers are looking at me like I'm a fucking asshole, but if I just get up and keep running, maybe they'll think I meant to do it. Maybe they'll think it's like a fucking stunt in Jackass. Like, hey, look at that dumb son of a bitch. He just, like, dove on the ground intentionally and he got up and he kept running. One of the more embarrassing moments you're ever gonna fucking have is if you fall in the middle of the fucking street. Dude, I fucked up my arm so bad, it was bleeding like crazy. I bled all the way fucking home. I got, like, fucking stones sticking out of it. And then the fucking scab got all fucking slimy. You ever have that? The fucking brush burn, like road burn fucking scab that you get when you fucking just brush your hand or your fucking armor or whatever against the concrete or the fucking pavement. And it's all fucking gooey. It sucked. It was so fucking bad. So you need fucking fresh shoes. And the problem I'm having with my shoes is I can't get them because I have size 14 feet. So what I used to do is I'd go to the fucking shoe store and I would just look for a pair that was size 14 and I'd fucking buy it. You might get one or two pair in the fucking bunch and I just fucking buy it. And then you're stuck with just shitty shoes, but you do what you have to fucking do. So I did that with my latest running shoes. I got lucky and I got like a pair of hot fucking bright yellow ones, but this time I wasn't so fucking lucky. There was a pair of red ones. They were okay, but they weren't as ostentatious as I like. But I fucking bought them and they were like a shittier brand. I usually wear Nikes and they were like fucking New Balance. And I was like, what the fuck? What could go wrong with fucking New Balance? And people wear New Balance. Well, I can tell you what can go wrong. You could bruise your fucking toes. I ran 20 miles in those goddamn things, not consecutively, but over the course of like 2 fucking weeks. My fucking toes are still bruised. I still got fucking black toes. And I'm fucking kidding you right now. My fucking second toe is black. So I sort of like, I fucking like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? So I started like buying running shoes online, but you're worried because like, what if they're not fucking big enough? I gotta fucking send those shits back. Just fucking annoying. But the good news is it worked, and I ordered some fucking shoes online, and they're fucking amazing. And they're like fucking bright blue, and I'm now turning into like this bitch. I'm like, whoa, I got a pair of bright blues. What if I get a pair of bright reds as well? Like now I'm gonna have all these fucking shoes. So figuring out this online trick is gonna cost me. And look, I understand you can shop online. I shop online, but like certain things like shoes, like running shoes, you need the proper fit. You can't just fucking go buy things willy-nilly. What are the other things too? I mean, there's always that joke that if you have big feet, you have a big cock. Well, then I don't know why I'm not packing more fucking heat. What the fuck is this shit? Like, I feel like I'm being ripped off. That fucking statement like, hey man, you got big feet. You know what they say about people with big feet? They got a big penis. And I don't know how that's even accurate. Like, when the fuck did shoe size equate to penis size? How did the evolution work there? Like, you know what, man? If this guy's got big feet, he's gonna have a big dick. Well, I'm telling you right now, I don't have a big dick. At least I don't think I have a big dick. I probably have a pretty average dick. I've measured it. Truth. There's a ruler in this house that I've measured my penis with, and I've got it intermingled with the rest of the stuff. So if there's ever any guests at my house, you need a fucking ruler, know that my cock and balls might have been on that ruler. And I got a pretty fucking average dick, I think, based on size. It's not a fucking mammoth dick. I mean, it's got fucking normal size and girth. I just think that if I'm going to be walking around with fucking clown shoes, and I got to fucking order things fucking special, and some of my fucking dress shoes I got to order wide, I think I just should be packing a little more heat in my fucking pants. Well, enough about me and my dick. I'll talk more about that some other time, and I'm sure you'll be around to hear it. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean. Every episode there. Website or the app is on Podbean. You can catch me on Apple Podcast, Google Play, and hey, now Spotify. You can catch me on Spotify as well if that fucking floats your boat, whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Also on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and you can catch the podcast right in my Facebook timeline as well.